VOA News Bureau Note, I'm Laurel Bowman. At least 5 people are reported dead and more than 28 injured after gunmen stormed an upscale hotel on Somalia's beachfront Sunday. An explosion was heard outside the elite hotel in Lido Beach in the capital Mogadishu, a police spokesperson said. Gunmen then stormed the building, frequented by government officials, government workers, and expatriates. Thousands of protesters called for radical changes to the Thai government Sunday, the latest and near daily protest led by students against the government. Bangkok police estimated 10,000 attendees, which would make the demonstration the largest Thailand has seen since the 2014 coup. Student leaders are demanding new elections to form a new parliament, including the dismissal of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, a former general who took power in the 2014 coup and won disputed elections last year. But Sunday's protests also called for changes to the monarchy, a sensitive subject in Thailand, where anyone criticizing the royal family may face long prison sentences. And tens of thousands of Belarusians rallied in the capital Minsk and other cities Sunday in the biggest demonstration yet against a disputed election, as President Alexander Lukashenko rejected calls to step down in a defiant speech to his supporters. Popular opposition candidate Svetlana Tsihanouskaya had called for a weekend of protests after leaving for neighboring Lithuania following the disputed election, which gave Lukashenko 80% of the vote. More and more Belarusians have taken to the streets over the last week to condemn his victory, as well as subsequent violent crackdowns by riot police. Lukashenko, who has ruled the